Hi, welcome to Stanlib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within Stanlib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And I think for this week, I want to focus on two areas of discussion. The first is South Africa's inflation data for March. The numbers we released last week, they did surprise a little bit on the downside. But I think overall, there are some concerns about South Africa's ability to keep inflation fully under control. The second area of discussion is, I think, more broadly, the US economic performance. In particular, the fact that the economy remains strong, inflation is surprising on the upside, and that is resulting in the systematic revision to the outlook for US interest rates. And I think at this stage, there's less and less chance of the US being able to start interest rate cuts anytime soon. As I mentioned in the introduction, South Africa's inflation data for March was released last week, and it did surprise a little bit on the downside. During the month, prices rose by 0.8%, and that was below market expectations for an increase of 0.9%, so not a significant downward surprise. 0.8%, nevertheless, is a large increase under any circumstances, and there were a range of factors that contributed to that increase. The first is obviously the fuel price. We know about that, and there will be further petrol price increases over the coming months, so that's very unfortunate. There was also a fairly sizable increase in excise duties that were announced in the budget, which obviously then impacted the alcohol and tobaccos category. Again, we knew about that estimate, so no surprise there. There was an increase also in rental inflation, but I thought that that remains reasonably under control. Rental inflation in South Africa now sits at 3.3%. That's up from 3.1% in the previous survey, but I think 3.3% is still very manageable within South Africa's inflation context. The upside surprise really came from education inflation, where that has moved up to 6.3%. And if I look at the previous year, that was sitting at 5.7. If I go back a couple of years, education inflation was down at 4.1%. So clearly, there's been renewed upward pressure on education fees in recent years. The net result is that our headline inflation rate actually moderated. It now sits at 5.3%. The previous month it was 5.6%. Unfortunately, if I look at a range of categories within the inflation basket, there are some significant areas of pressure, and I think there's a pattern to that. It relates to services inflation, some of it relates to administered prices. But if we go through some of those numbers, water inflation is 7.9%, electricity inflation 15.3%, medical aid costs over 12%, and now education inflation 6.3%. So if I look at all of those categories, it makes it much more challenging for South Africa to get the overall inflation rate fully under control. By fully under control, I mean at the midpoint of the inflation target, 4.5%, or even lower than that. It means also that in order to achieve the midpoint of the target, you've got to get the other areas or the other components of inflation remaining incredibly subdued. Things like furniture, clothing, appliances, all of those categories need to be very low. And that's unrealistic on an ongoing basis simply because a lot of those categories are impacted by the cost of imports, and that in turn impacted by the currency. So we're setting ourselves up for a difficult inflation environment. And in order to get inflation in South Africa to a lower level overall, we're going to have to deal with administered prices and some of these user charges. I just can't see that happening in the short term. In other words, it's very difficult to imagine that at some point water inflation only goes up at 4% or electricity inflation goes up at 4%. That seems unrealistic given the infrastructure backlogs in those areas and the need for an increase in user charges. So overall, we then end up with an environment where South Africa's inflation rate will do well to stay below 6%, and that the Reserve Bank's insistence that our inflation target is really 4.5% is good, but ultimately going to struggle to be achieved. Fortunately, I don't think that means that we're not going to cut interest rates. I think we can still cut interest rates during the course of this year. But I think that there has to be some sense of realism by the Reserve Bank that achieving a 4.5% inflation outcome is a good long-term objective, but it's going to be difficult to meet that in the short to medium term. The second topic is some of the more recent developments within the US economy, in particular the retail sales data that came out last week for March, clearly surprised on the upside. We had an increase of 0.7%. The market was expecting an increase of only 0.4%. And if we look generally at US economic performance, it undoubtedly continues to surprise on the upside. We've seen economic forecasts for US GDP growth this year being revised systematically higher. We're now sitting at around 2.3% for the year as a whole. That's well above potential growth rate. That's well above the trend growth rate. And if I look back just maybe 6 months, 9 months, the expectation was the US would grow at less than 1%. So the economic performance has undoubtedly surprised on the upside. Together with that, we've seen a continuation of strong labor market data. Even last week, the weekly jobless claims remained exceptionally low. We know that the monthly employment data has surprised consistently on the upside. And so there's no doubt that labor market conditions remain strong and that is really the backbone of the US's economic performance. And then the third factor is that inflation has surprised in the last 3 months on the upside. And the cumulative effect of those surprises is meaningful. And I think you end up with a conclusion that says that the US is not in a position to start to cut interest rates. And I think the Federal Reserve is slowly starting to signal that. Last week we had a couple of key speeches from Fed officials, all of them indicating that the Fed is not yet in a position to consider cutting interest rates. A June rate cut, you would say, is now not going to happen at all. And you need to focus on whether or not we can even get the start of US interest rate cuts during the course of this year. Some of the Fed officials seem to be indicating that there's no need to even start to cut rates this year, given the overall economic performance of the economy and the fact that inflation is still quite a bit above the target. Others suggesting that perhaps there could start to be a cut, but then you're looking at only really one, perhaps two cuts in interest rates. So I think the outlook for US interest rates is again evolving, and evolving in a way that suggests that interest rate cuts will be delayed. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing in its entirety, because it does speak to the fact that the US economy remains fairly robust. But it does put pressure on other countries, other emerging markets, to maybe hold off on their own interest rate cutting cycle, or perhaps be a bit more cautious in how they go about cutting interest rates. So it has got global implications. The other thing I think that has become clear is that the ECB is getting closer to the start of their interest rate cutting cycle. They've made it fairly clear that they would consider cutting in June as long as the next round of economic data doesn't shock to the upside. And so I think it's entirely feasible that the ECB will start cutting rates before the US. That clearly would favor ongoing dollar strength and some euro weakness. I think at the margin, an ECB cutting rates does create slightly less pressure on emerging markets to keep their rates elevated. But ultimately, you need the US to start cutting interest rates before we can consider a broad-based global cutting interest rate cycle that then helps the global economy to enter its next economic upswing. So we continue to be in a wait-and-see mode with regards to US economic data. And what we keep hoping for is a more meaningful moderation in US inflation that will unquestionably allow the Federal Reserve to start its interest rate cutting cycle, which then can continue during the course of next year. So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.